بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ويستعجلونك بالسيئة قبل الحسنة وقد خلت من قبلهم المثلات وإن ربك لذو مغفرة للناس على ظلمهم وإن ربك لشديد العقاب.
Verse number 6. The idolaters ask you, O Messenger, to bring on the punishment, and they inquire as to why it is taking so long to come on them before they completely enjoy the favors that Allah has decreed for them. Many such punishments have come before on people like them from the nations who disbelieved. Why do they not take a lesson from them? Your Lord, O Messenger, is one who pardons people despite their wrongdoing. He, therefore, does not rush to take retribution from them, giving them a chance to repent to Allah. He is truly severe in punishing those who persist in their denial if they do not repent.
ويقول الذين كفروا لولا أنزل عليه آية من ربه إنما أنت منذر ولكل قوم هاد.
Verse number 7. Those who disbelieved in Allah, persisting in their rejection and obstinance, say, why has no sign been sent down to Muhammad from his Lord? Just as was sent down to Musa and Isa, you, O Messenger, are only a warner who warns people of Allah's punishment. You only have signs that Allah has given you. Every community has a prophet who shows them and guides them to the path of truth.
الله يعلم ما تحمل كل أنسى وما تغيض الأرحام وما تزداد وكل شيء عنده بمقدار.
Verse number 8. Allah knows what every female bears in her womb. He knows everything about it. He knows about any shrinking, swelling, health or illness that occurs in the womb. By him, may he be glorified, everything is determined with a measure that will neither decrease nor increase.
عالم الغيب والشهادة الكبير المتعال.
Verse number 9. This is because he, may he be glorified, knows about everything that is not perceived by his creation, as well as everything that is perceived by them. He is the majestic in his attributes, names, actions, the supreme over every creation of his, in his self and attributes.
سواء منكم من أسر القول ومن جهر به ومن هو مستخف بالليل وسارب بالنهار.
Verse number 10. He knows what is secret and what is even more hidden. Whether you, O people, hide your statements or proclaim them, it is the same in his knowledge. A person who hides from the eyes of people under the darkness of the night and the one who acts openly in the light of day are equally known by him.
له معقبات من بين يديه ومن خلفه يحفظونه من أمر الله إن الله لا يغير ما بقوم حتى يغيروا ما بأنفسهم. وَإِذَا أَرَادَ اللَّهُ بِقَوْمٍ سُوءًا فَلَا مَرَدَّ لَهُ وَمَا لَهُم مِّن دُونِهِ مِن وَالٍ.
Verse number 11. He, may he be glorified, has angels that come upon a person one after the other. Some of them come at night, and some during the day. They protect the person by Allah's command, and they record his statements and actions. Allah does not change the good condition of a people for the worse, unless they change the state of gratitude within themselves. When Allah, may he be glorified, wills destruction for a people, then no one can ward off what he wills. You, O people, do not have anyone apart from him who will take charge of your affairs and to whom you can resort to ward off the calamity that afflicts you.
هو الذي يريكم البرق خوفا وطمعا وينشئ السحاب الثقال.
Verse number 12. It is he who shows you, O people, the lightning, inspiring in you both fear of the lightning bolts and hope of rain. It is he who forms the clouds laden with rainwater.
ويسبح الرعد بحمده والملائكة من خيفته ويرسل الصواعق فيصيب بها من يشاء ويرسل الصواعق فيصيب بها من يشاء وهم يجادلون في الله وهو شديد المحال.
Verse number 13. The thunder pronounces his glory together with his praises. May he be glorified. The angels pronounce the glory of their Lord in awe of him, and out of respect and honor for him. He sends thunderbolts to strike and eliminate whichever of his creation he wills. Yet the disbelievers still dispute about Allah's oneness. Allah is mighty in power and strength, and severe in punishing those who go against him. Beneficial points. 1. Allah's immense forgiveness and tolerance of the wrongs of the children of Adam. They arrogantly challenge his messengers and prophets, but despite that, he provides for them, keeps them safe, and overlooks their faults. 2. The vastness of Allah's knowledge of what it is in the darkness of the womb. He knows about the drop of sperm that comes into the womb, its then being formed into a male or female, its health and sickness, its sustenance and term, whether it's wretched or fortunate. His knowledge of it is full and comprehensive. 3. Allah's great care for the children of Adam, and the presence of angels who guard and protect them, such as the recording angels. 4. Allah changes the condition of a person for the better when he sees him adopting the means of guidance. Being blessed lies in following the guidance of Allah's words. 5. Proof that thunder glorifies Allah, Most High, may he be glorified.
له دعوة الحق والذين يدعون من دونه لا يستجيبون لهم بشيء إلا كباسط كفيه إلى الماء لا يستجيبون لهم بشيء إلا كباسط كفيه إلى الماء ليبلغ فاه وما هو ببالغه وما دعاء الكافرين إلا في ضلال.
Verse number 14. The call of monotheism is for Allah alone, and no one shares this with him. The idols on whom the idolaters call besides him do not respond to the call of those who call them in any matter. Their calling them is simply like a thirsty person stretching his hand towards water for it to reach his mouth so that he can drink from it. The water is not going to reach his mouth. The call of the disbelievers to their idols is only in vain, and far from being right, because they have no power to draw any benefit for them, nor ward off any harm from them.
ولله يسجد من في السماوات والأرض طوعا وكرها وظلالهم بالغدو والآصال.
Verse number 15. All that are in the heavens and on earth submit themselves in prostration to Allah alone. A believer and disbeliever are equal in this, except that a believer submits and prostrates to him willingly, while a disbeliever unwillingly submits even though his natural disposition dictates that he should do so willingly. The shadow of every creation that has a shadow submits to him at the beginning and at the end of the day.
قل من رب السماوات والأرض قل الله قل أفاتخذتم من دونه أولياء لا يملكون لأنفسهم نفعا ولا ضرا قل هل يستوي الأعمى والبصير أم هل تستوي الظلمات والنور أم جعلوا لله شركاء خلقوا كخلقه فتشابه الخلق عليهم قل الله خالق كل شيء وهو الواحد القهار.
Verse number 16. Say, O Messenger, to the disbelievers who worship others together with Allah, who is the Creator and the Controller of the heavens and the earth. Say, O Messenger, it is Allah who is their Creator and Controller, and you acknowledge this. Say, O Messenger, to them, have you taken for yourselves protectors other than Allah, who are themselves helpless? They cannot draw any benefit for themselves, nor remove any harm. How then will they be able to do so for others? Say to them, O Messenger, is the disbeliever who has no insight equal to the believer who can see and who is guided? And is disbelief, which is layers of darkness, equal to faith, which is light? Have they assigned in the creation partners to Allah, may He be glorified, who have created anything like Allah's creation, so that their creation is indistinguishable from His? Say to them, O Messenger, Allah alone is the Creator of all things. He has no partner in creation. He is the one and the only deity, who solely deserves to be worshipped, and He is the all-compelling.
أنزل من السماء ماء فسالت أودية بقدرها فاحتمل السيل زبدا رابيا ومما يوقدون عليه في النار ابتغاء حلية أو متاع زبد مثله كذلك يضرب الله الحق والباطل فأما الزبد فيذهب جفاء وأما ما ينفع الناس فيمكث في الأرض كذلك يضرب الله الأمثال.
Verse number 17. Allah strikes an example of the erosion of falsehood and the survival of truth with rainwater that comes down from the sky and causes riverbeds to flow, each according to its size, whether big or small. The overflowing water carries on its surface scum and froth that rise above the water. He then gives another example of falsehood and truth with some of the metals that people put into a furnace in order to melt down and to make ornaments for people. Falsehood is like the scum and froth that floats above the water and like the slag expelled by smelting the metal. Truth is like the pure water that can be drunk and that causes fruits, grass, and vegetation to grow, and like the metal that remains after smelting, which is of benefit to people. Just as Allah has given these two examples, He gives many examples to people so that truth may be distinguished from falsehood.
لِلَّذِينَ اسْتَجَابُوا لِرَبِّهِمُ الْحُسْنَى وَالَّذِينَ لَمْ يَسْتَجِيبُوا لَهُ لَوْ أَنَّ لَهُم مَّا فِي الْأَرْضِ جَمِيعًا وَمِثْلَهُ مَعَهُ لَافْتَدَوْا بِهِ أُولَئِكَ لَهُمْ سُوءُ الْحِسَابِ وَمَأْوَاهُمْ جَهَنَّمُ وَبِئْسَ الْمِهَادُ.
Verse number 18. Those believers who responded to their Lord when He called them towards His oneness and obedience will have the best reward, which is paradise. But those disbelievers who did not respond to His call towards His oneness and obedience, even if they possessed all different types of wealth on earth, as twice as much, they would offer all of that to redeem themselves from the punishment. Those who did not respond to His call will be taken to account for all their wrong deeds, and the home in which they will reside will be hell. What a miserable place the fire is to rest and settle in. Beneficial points. 1. Description of the deviation of the idolaters in their calling on other than Allah for assistance, resemblance of their condition to that of a person who wants to drink but stretches his hand towards the water without getting any. He cannot drink in this manner, as he did not adopt the proper means for doing so. 2. One of the methods of explanation used in the Quran is proverbs, which is to liken something abstract to something tangible and to give a mental image that helps one understand the meaning. 3. All things in existence submit and prostrate to Allah, willingly or unwillingly, because submission to Him, may He be glorified, is something dictated by natural disposition.